have this week Parshas Achri Kedoshim. So we have a little bit of an excuse, as you will soon see, based upon a Targum Yonison, to see a little bit of insight of Rav Tzadik regarding Tefillah. Now, Bemesh Rav Tzadik wrote a lot about Tefillah in various different Svarim and different Mekoymas. In this particular segment that we have here, a number of them, we see how Rav Tzadik discusses basically the struggle. The struggles that a person goes through in order to be able to daven properly. So we'll have a little bit of Rav Tzadik's view on this subject, and we'll see that this is a constant struggle. And in fact, we find that the struggle in terms of davening properly, no one is hardly immune, as you'll see, even the great people, as Rav Tzadik will point out. Mitzad Hasheni, he says, on the other hand, every person does have the ability to be able to daven to the best of his potential. As we see here, the Hagdama basically is Ksiv Parshas Kedoshim Miskadishtem V'yisem Kedoshim Ki Ani Hashem Elokeichem. So of course, you know, there's so much has been said what it means to be Kedoshim, what it means to be holy. But particularly here we have the Targum Yonison writes Tizkachun Tehevun Kadishin Bigufaychoin. He says, make sure that you sanctify yourself and you are holy in your bodies, he says, as he points out, the akabel beravo tseloischoin anohu Hashem mekadishchoin. In other words, what we see here from the Targum Yonison, a very fascinating idea, that one of the benefits, of the many benefits, of course, of being a kodesh, is that a kodesh baruch Hu will accept your tefillos. When a yid is a kodesh, and when a kodesh davens, he has a much better chance that a kodesh baruch Hu will accept his tefillos. This is what the Targum Yonison says. This kadoshum, make sure that you are kodosh, and it says mitul da akabel beravo that I will accept berotzoin seloischoin your davening. So we see that parshas kedoshim here that we're being told that among the many benefits of being a kodosh is the efficacies of our tefillah, that a kodosh baruch will be mekabel our tefillahs to a much greater extent. So we have here first the first item we have here of tzaddik in the tzidkas hatzaddik, which is ois chof hei, and this again is in the middle of an essay. But he points out here, first of all, number one, he writes as follows. He writes, V'chein tfila toiv b'mokam shein b'nei yodom. Now, he's not talking about davening b'yechidus, as you'll soon see. But it means, you know, daven a place, you know, where there's no hustle and bustle, where there are no distractions. Certainly you don't have people coming and going and going and coming, you know, cell phones ringing, all that stuff. Daven of aplatz is nishduka menshin. V'chein tfila toiv b'mokam shein b'nei yodom. These people are going to distract his kavona, and he's going to have alien machshavas, ushar machshava izoros boal yodom to the people. And as he points out to Kamoish Kosav the Degel Machnefraim, not very often that he brings this. He brings from the Degel Machnefraim. Of course, the Degel Machnefraim was Rav Moshe Chaim Misidlkov, who was a grandson, the Einikol of the Baal Shem Tov. He was the brother of the Rebbe Burach of Mezhebish. And Gav, he was an Oni V'Evian, and I said, didn't want to be a Manig Yisroel, basically. And in addition to the fact, of course, that he was an Einikol of the Baal Shem Tov, in those Kufis, it wasn't always a Mila. Because it was before Hasidus made inroads, you know, in many, many areas, and there was a lot of Nisnagdim. And the Rabbi Yankiv Yosef of Pilnoy happened to work out that the Kehillah, that there he was, that they should raise him with one... with one extra gold coin, partially because he couldn't make ends meet. Interesting thing is that he was considered to be, so to speak, the Baal Shem Tov's, as you say, play child. The Shem Tov loved him very much. And he was under his bar mitzvah, about age 12 or so, when the Baal Shem Tov was nifter. And it's a very fascinating thing. If you look in the Sefer Degel Machnefraim, that's the Sefer that he wrote. So, as is pointed out already by the Ojer of the Rebbe, Rebbe wrote many, many Sforim, as you know, and a Sforim called Be'er Moshe, and so on. So the Ojo Rebbe writes, and he says, it's a Pel of a Hafla, he says. He make a Cheshbon, he says, that the Degel Machne Ephraim was about 12 years old, he says, when the Zayded of Baal Shem Tov was Nifter. Now, how is it possible that he's able to bring his grandfather? He was sure if he drew and he received so much from his grandfather, because in Sforim, at every page, every second page, he says, Shamati, that I heard. I get inside and this, and then we're going to have to hear numbers. I'm also. They said that he heard from his grandfather. And as Mekah Chayim, he said, he was only 12 years old. How can a 12-year-old be Mekabel so much? He says, you know, from a Zaydis, dealing with Zaydis. After his grandfather was Nifter, so he became a Talmud. He learned Torah from the Toldos Yankiv Yosef, the Yankiv Yosef of Tilnoy, and also from the Maggid of Mezrich. Just if anybody wants to have a sickle idea about him, you can see, look in the Haskomis, the amazing Haskomis that were given to the Sefer Degel Machten Freim, written by the Chayz of Lublin. You have a Haskoma there from the Koshin Semagid. You have a Haskoma from Lev Yitzchak Baditchev. You have a Haskoma from the Yapteru of the Oy of Yisrael. I mean, all of the great tzaddikim of the Dor. Anyway, so Tzadik brings that the Degel Machten Freim writes, come upon me, Mal Posik. And by the way, this Posik is also in this week's Parsha. V'cholodom lo yeh, right, v'oyel moyed, it says when the Kohen Gadol went into the Kodesh HaKadoshim, it says no one should be there. V'voyel lechaper b'kodesh. Right? So it says, the Degel Nach Ephraim, you know what it means? V'cholodom lo yeh, it means when a yid, eid avoydeh shebelev, that tefillah. When a yid davens betzim, he's like doing the work that the Kohen Gadol did in the Kodesh HaKadoshim. That's really every yid doing the avoydeh. And in the same way that we find by the Kohen Gadol, it says, V'chalodom lo yeh boyel moyed, make sure also that you are in a place where there's no distractions. V'chalodom lo yeh. Make sure that there's nobody else around you who's able to bother you. Find yourself a secluded spot. Find yourself a private area. Find yourself a place that's really conducive for davening. V'chalodom lo yeh boyel moyed, b'voyel l'chaper b'kodesh. The Degel Machta Freim says this refers to the inyan of tefillah. And he says, with tefillah b'tzibur, kishigam ha-tzibur mispalim. Tefillah b'tzibur is, of course, not a problem with this, because hopefully the tzibur is davening also like you, so they're not going to distract you, because they're themselves davening. Let's assume that you're not the only one davening and they're shmoozing. The idea of tefillah b'tzibur is that everybody else is also davening. So mele ein dat on olav, they're not busy with him. V'chein hu aleihem, nor is he busy with them. Everybody is involved in tefillah. As a matter of fact, it says also, the gam b'toyer amru. By the way, the idea of to find a proper place to daven, right, to make sure that there is no distractions, that's also by learning Torah also. He says, the Torah also we find, Chazal saying, Psochet Tavkuf Yudeis, Leitishne, don't learn Torah Begova Shilir. Not like in the center of town, you know, where things are happening. Don't sit in that area, in the busy section of town. Ava Pishomru, he also said, he's a Haru B'chabura, V'chem B'chol Mokoyim, even though on the other hand, Chazal said, of course, it's the Inyan to learn with the Chabura. He says, Haineke Shalayim Rimoyim. That's when you're learning together with the Chabura, but if you're learning and they're not learning, don't be there. That's not a place for you. You're just going to be distracted. Ultimately, you may come to do what they're doing. They're not going to be doing what you're doing, but you'll be doing what they're doing. He says, "Avaloi b'malkim b'nei yodam she'ein loyndem imoy." And then he says, "Va'afilu she'yesh b'nei yodam." And even if there are people around you, tzorech l'tzayir b'machshavtoi, he should imagine in his mind. He says, "Kilo ein ish b'yoylom." Come and shekosa b'degel maftafayim. You black out everything when you're davening. Your full and complete concentration has to be on tefillah. So b'cholodom la'yeh. As far as you're concerned, there's nobody else here. Even if there is, it should be mitzayim b'machshavta kilo is ein ish b'yoylam. That's one inyan, right? That he brings here in Tzitzkas HaTzadik, as you see here, Ois Chafei, relatively to the beginning of the Sefer. Then much later in Ois Reish Ches, which is much, much later in the Sefer, in Tzitzkas HaTzadik, there Tzadik talks about the little bit we mentioned about the struggle that a person goes through, you know, regarding tefillah. And Tzadik says as follows, listen to what he says. He says, Iker Melchemes Odom, he says, man's main contest that he has in Yitzroy, with his Yetzer Hara, what is the main Melchama that a person had with his Yetzer Hara? Says Reb Tzadik, that is, his main struggle is, he says, B'dimyoinois v'herihurim shebelev. It's with his fantasies and the thoughts in his mind. V'herihurim shebelev v'bamayach. Ad kedei kach, that this is so well appreciated and understood, the task that the person has to try to overcome, right? All of the various thoughts, right? And that which come through his heart and through his mind, that the tikkun zayir, it says, that man de notach, v'krova, yohavin lebrato. This is an expression, this is a moshul. It is always has been said, you know, that the king, you know, who is at war with his enemy, they'd like to find, you know, the most experienced general. And the Yishtai, so what he says is, so he puts out a prize, and they have this notice in the poster, and he said, whoever is successful, right, to be victorious in battle, will get the king's daughter. That will be the prize. So the Zohar says this. He says, man de notzach bikrova, the one who is victorious in battle, right, Yehovin lebrato de malka, will get the daughter of the king. However, the Zohar says, you know what the prize is? Dot salusa. That's referring to davening. It means davening. What does it mean? It means davening. It says, because shahat filo Because tefillah, in fact, is considered to be like the daughter of the king. Because why? The daughter of the king, of course, is the extension of the king. Do you know what tefillah is? You know what tefillah means? The tzaddik shatefillah hu hakoras hanoichech. Tefillah is the recognition of the presence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's what tefillah is. So tefillah is an extension of the melech himself. Yeah, that's the daughter of the king. That's the princess, he says. Because tefillah is hakoras hanoichech. Tefillah means it's the recognition of the presence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ukoim elivna melech. As if one were standing before the king, as the Gemara says, Chazal say Neiruzin. He's referring to a Gemara that says that a shikur is also his follow. But someone who's drunk is also the daven. So the Gemara gives an example. So what is the shir of being drunk? So the Gemara says, Kol sheni yochel ladaber lifnei hamelech. He says, if you're not fit to stand before a king, he says, don't daven. So again, so you see the analogy, that's what the tzaddik is zeroing in on. Now the idea of tefillah is that you're standing in the presence of a melech. Behind up, and when we say standing in front of a king, who's standing? Your flesh and blood. No. That's not. We don't need the shell of your body. When we say that tefillah means oimed livnei hamelech, it means you're giving the king your heart and you're giving him your mind. That's the amida livnei Hashem. It's no chokhmah to stand, put your 2 feet together. You know you're standing shemayin esrei. He says that doesn't mean you're oimed livnei hamelech. Shell is where's your heart, where's your lev, and where's your mayach. That's what we need. Amida talev amayach. It's the heart and it's the mind of man that stands before HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because Vahashem Yizborach Yira Lalevav. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu, right, as the Pasuk says, in fact, looks into the heart. That is the essence of the person. And it is that part that we have to make sure is Oymed Lifnei HaMelech. Im Chaz V'Sholem Yer Eloi. Look what he says. Chaz V'Sholem Eza Machshov Ezora. So it's so foreign to such an idea. So you're davening, he says. And if Chaz V'Sholem, heaven forbid, he says, a person is overtaken by some alien thoughts, he says, v'hirhur chitzoini, or some extraneous images, right, that come into his head, hareino imed boisa regal upon his bar, then you're not standing. At that moment, you have not standing. You have evacuated your spot. You're not imed lifnei Hashem at that point. Therefore, he says, v'hamanateach le'yitzroi. If a person is successful, therefore, that's what the Zohar HaKadosh says, a person who's successful in the war, meaning if a person is menateach leyitzroi, if a person is able to conquer his yetzer hara, but face menadimyin umachshev eschutz, right? And the mele, he is able to prevent it from emerging as an imagination and to have extraneous thoughts, Yehovin lei chulu, as it said above. He doesn't repeat it again. He says, etc., as is mentioned before, he gets the king's daughter. Namely, what does he mean he gets? It means he gets HaKadosh Baruch Hu's presence at the time of tefillah. It means, like Ozoi, not only are we supposed to, when we stand, we are standing before the king, it means HaKadosh Baruch Hu, in fact, comes there. And to be Zoiche, to the presence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is if you give HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when you stand before him with your lev, he says, and with your moyach, if you stand before HaKadosh Baruch Hu with your lev and moyach, you're going to get the brata de Malka, the daughter of the king. You can be Zoiche to the presence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu there. That is the inyan of tefillah. He says, Einov will stand before his eyes based on tefillah. And he says, Reb Tzadik, this tension that we have, to be able to conquer, as we said, and to give HaKadosh Baruch Hu our total concentration, our lev and our moyach, says Reb Tzadik, that the fact is, that this is what Chazal say, v'zeu smichas gula l'tefillah, a very new pshat. Of course, Pashup Shat to be Soymach Gula L'Tfilah means there should be no hefzik. When you say Gual Yisrael, immediately you start Shemayin Esrei, right? That's be Soymach Gula L'Tfilah. So the Tzaddik, you know what it means? When it says the requirement of being Soymach, of connecting Gula L'Tfilah, when that in fact means to say is the Gula of what? It means Gula Mitzrayim, right? Gual Yisrael. From where? Mitzrayim. And what was Gula Mitzrayim? Gula Mitzrayim means Haina Yitzia Medimian Canal. He says, the redemption of Mitzrayim, says Reb Tzadik, implies liberation from the realm of imagination. That's what Reb Tzadik teaches. That's what Gulas Mitzrayim is. You think about all of the inyan about the Shibud of Mitzrayim, and becoming Nigal, becoming redeemed, becoming liberated from Mitzrayim. Says Reb Tzadik, he says, the biggest achievement or accomplishment of Gulas Mitzrayim is that we were able, as a result of Gulas Mitzrayim, to be in control of our faculties. And our minds were not Meshubat anymore. We were free to think as we choose and as we are supposed to. So the idea of Gulas Mitzrayim means to be liberated from the realm of our imagination. That is the idea. And Amela, therefore, the idea is to be shomer geula l'tfila, says Reb Tzadik. You know what it means? Before you do tefillah, you have to have geula. First of all, you have to free yourself. Make sure that your mind is clear. Make sure that your mayach is clear. That you're able to give a kodesh baruch hu your lev and your mayach. That's the geula. Make sure that every day before you daven that you are experiencing geula. That you're liberating your mind and your machshava and your heart. And now you can daven. That's Reb Tzadik's taish, what it means to be shomer geula l'tfila. The exact same thing that was in Mitzrayim. To liberate the imagination, the dimyonis, as Reb Tzadik calls it, then you are fit for tefillah. So right after you are able to do that, after gula, now is the time to daven. This is the appropriate time that a person goes ahead and daven. Says Reb Tzadik now further. The yomer we find Chazal say Maseches Brachos. Chazal say there are two mamorim which appear to be the same, and yet Reb Tzadik says there is a noticeable difference. Chazal talk about the proper things that a yid might do, you know, to feel confident that he has his kus and he has a share l'olam haba. So there are two members. We might be well aware of these members. One we find is like this. One says, "Eizu ben olam haba v'chuli." Tzadik is referring to when one is saymach geula l'tfila. We just mentioned one of the inyanim. We had it once in the chumishir, once in Shabbos morning. We also discussed the whole inyan of geula l'tfila. Another mahalach about it. But here Chazal say, "Eizu ben olam haba." Who is a person, right? Who is considered to be a ben olam haba, a person who is soim geula l'tfila. That's one member. And then it says further, ubehitila l'david, the Gemara also says that a person says ashrei three times a day is also right there, but there it says muftach loy shuhu ben olam haba. Muftach loy means to say is that this person is assured that he be a ben olam haba. Right? And if Tzadik wants to understand, he says, why do we have the different language? In other words, do you notice the difference? Megabe geula l'tfila says he's a ben olam haba now. It doesn't say that he can feel assured that he'll get it. When it comes to be soim geula l'tfila, it says ezehu ben olam haba, who's now? Ezehu, who is the person who's a ben olam haba? When it comes to saying ashrei three times a day, it says not that he's now a ben olam haba. It says loshim muftach, he is assured. The Tzadik wants to explain to us. He says, what is the difference? What's the difference in language? The person soim geula l'tfila, he's a ben olam haba now. But a person who says ashrei three times a day, then he's muftach. Not that he's a ben olam haba immediately. It's well known what they do in the Maggid. Once pointed out, they said, somebody once asked the Maggid, he says, seems to be quite easy, he says, to become a ben olam haba. All you have to do is say ashrei three times a day. I mean, any yid who davens, right? So right away, he says ashrei three times a day. So no, he says the muftach shu ben olam haba. Is that it? Is that all it takes? So the Maggid used to say, he says, the Moshe says, when you have a choler, he's very, very sick, he has high temperatures, you know. And the doctor prescribes, you know, that he has to lie in bed, that make sure that this there's enough steam in the house. And you have to make sure that also that he stays away from the wrong foods. The doctor also prescribes medicine. Take 3 spoons, three tablespoons of this medicine, he says, during the day. So take these 3 spoons of medicine during the day, and everything will be fine. So the guy takes the 3 spoons of medicine. However, rather, he goes to work, you know, and he goes to all the places, you know, doesn't wear his jacket, doesn't wear his coat, and that's it. And obviously soon back he has a relapse and falls back in the situation. He says, what do you mean, doctor? You told me to take the 3 spoons a day. He says, yeah, I take the 3 spoons a day, but don't ruin it with the other things, he says. In other words, we're providing, he says, you stay home, you have bed rest, and the halazachim. So then the medicine will help. But the medicine can help you, he says, if you ruin it in the other situation. Actually, 3 times a day, he says, like the 3 tablespoons of medicine, but make sure that the situations around it are also have to accommodate it. He says, otherwise it's not going to work. So Kaponim here, he says, we're telling as follows. He says, Kitilul David, he says, what is the inyan of Tilul David? He says, if you look into the Oymek Advarim of Tehilul David, which is Ashrei, the idea of Ashrei means is, it's a praise. Haine makir shivchei Hashem Yizborach shemeichin mozon l'chokhai. That's how Chazal, by the way, describe Ashrei. We say, Paseach HaSyodecho, and so on and so forth. So, Melo, what it means is, we praise Hashem Yizborach for providing, you know, the sustenance to all the people that live. And we find it will be said olive days. You notice that Ashrei follows a particular order. Ashrei starts with an olive, days is b'chol yom avachecho, gimel is godel Hashem, right? Doi v'doi, rishamu asecho, so on and so forth. Right. She would say that abriya kula, which follows the state of olive days, which means that everything in Ashrei represents the orderly fashion of how HaKadosh Baruch Hu created his world. Shahakul mesura meit Hashem yizbara, to the zen nikra midis emuna. This basically is in the category, says Reb Tzadik, in the category of emunah, in the category of faith. And if a person, of course, believes that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is in control of the orderly, right, of the orderly disciplines in the world, Harei Zem Mikal HaKnesses Yisrael, of course, now he's part of Kol Yisrael. Thereby, if you are part of Kol Yisrael, Yeshu M'cheir Kol El Mabo, you have to make sure that you don't do something that tears, that you lose your membership. See, kol zman you're a chelik of the klal Yisrael, then kol Yisrael yesh from chelik lemap. So if Tzadik says, if a person recognizes that Kodesh Baruch Hu's role in the Bria and so on and so forth, he's b'chlal Yisrael. So then with them, Chazal tell us, v'nochen yi liboy, he can feel assured that b'tuach shehu ben olam habo. Says Reb Tzadik, alvami shiyotze medimyut, but a person who is liberated from imagination, in other words, zehu midas emes, that means he already achieves the level of truth. Emes is above amunah. Amunah is faith. Faith means something that's not really tangible. It's something that a person believes, but it's not something that you actually see. When a person reaches the madrega of emes, which is truth, right? When he reaches the madrega of emes, he becomes liberated from imagination, and he achieves the level of truth, zehu midas emes. And as we said, umasmir gula letfilah, and by connecting gula to tefillah, he means, therefore, he means he gula, as the Tzadik said before, means that he liberates his mind, he liberates his imagination. Shezoich al yedei kain, which means that he is zoiche lahakoras hanoichich, as we said, he comes to recognize the presence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu al yedei tefillah, right? Shuhu yichud emes v'muna. What tefillah is, it's a combination, it unifies truth and emuna together. There's emuna sometimes separately. Tefillah is a combination of emes and emuna together. It's truth and faith together. And you are also unifying kutshi brichu u'shchintei, unifying HaKadosh Baruch Hu and the Shekhinah, which of course in Kabbalah, which is found this many, many times, are two aspects of the divinity, which means connecting Kutchi Bricha Shchinte represents basically the nine spheres plus Malchus. That's called Yichud Kutchi Bricha Shchinte. The nine upper, Malchus is the last one. They have ten, right? The ten spheres. So the nine upper and the last one is Malchus. That's called Yichud Kutchi Bricha and Shchinte. Zehu ben olam haba v'hoive v'hakore gemura v'loive v'tichus. In other words, the kids of Rabbi Yisai, what the Tzaddik is saying, Rabbi Yisai says as follows. He's telling this. He says, a person basically who says Ashrei means he recognizes the order of nature, and the Mela, out of that, a person comes to a intellectual affirmation that there's a Borei Olam and so on. So it's not a spiritual, tangible awareness. It's an intellectual awareness. Intellectual awareness is called emunah. Intellectual awareness called emunah. A yid, as long as he believes, he's zoich to olam haba. That's when it says muftach lo yishuv ben olam haba. Ashrei is an intellectual awareness that there is a borei olam. Because if you say the aleph beis, you see the world is created in orderly fashion, and a person comes to the recognition, understands that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the one who is behind all of this. This is an intellectual affirmation, right? Which ultimately will lead him to also to spiritual awareness. He doesn't have it yet. So then his muftach will be a ben olam haba. The tzaddik by tefillah is different. Tefillah, he says, this is contrasted. When a person is soimach gula l'tefillah, and the tzaddik said before, what does it mean to be soimach gula l'tefillah? It means this is the kind of tefillah that comes as a result that a person liberates himself, right, from all types of foreign imaginations and extraneous thoughts, which means he's actually standing before HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If a person who is zoichet to liberate himself, right, from extraneous thoughts, and he's standing before Kodesh Baruch Hu, he's in Olam Haba now. It's not that Muftach Lo Yishuv Ben Olam Haba. You are experiencing Olam Haba in this world. But Tzaddik's telling us when a Yid davens, the way he's supposed to daven, he's not in Olam Hazeh at all. He's in Olam Haba. That's what Tzaddik teaches when Chazal say, Ezehu Ben Olam Haba. Not Muftach. When you say Magula Letzilet, the Yid is say Magula Letzilet. He liberates himself from extraneous thought. He has control over mind and matter. And then he's able to dedicate his moyach and his machshav to Kodesh Baruch Hu. And he's therefore in the presence. He's a noyimid lifnei melech. If you're a noyimid lifnei melech, you're an olam haba. What do you think olam haba is? Olam haba means you're closer to a Kodesh Baruch Hu. Olam haba means that you're nehenem as if ashchina. Well, it's happening right now. When you're davening the way Yid is supposed to daven, then you're an oyimid lifnei Hashem. You're an oyimid lifnei melech. What more can olam haba give you? This is olam haba. Ezehu ben olam haba. Who is a ben olam haba now? The hasoim gula letzilah. A yid who davens after gula. If a yid davens after he liberated his mind and his machshavas and his heart, he's able to dedicate and commit that to Kodesh Baruch Hu, then he's now a ben olam haba. He immediately becomes a ben olam haba. However, other types of avodas Hashem, as meritorious, you know, as they may be, but he's merely assured that he will have a chelik olam haba, because lamaisi is not an olam haba yet. However, he says, but if the yid is so committed when it comes to tefillah, that he's an oymed lifnei hamelech, he's actually an oylem haba immediately right now. That's what the tzaddik points out. So he says, zehu ben oylem haba behoive. Now, he says, v'hakora gemura. He becomes now a ben oylem haba with a very, very clear recognition and complete awareness. V'loive betiches. Not merely as a matter of confidence when you're davening the way you're supposed to daven, with connecting geula l'tfila. As the tzaddik explains, geula, liberate your imagination. Ki emuna pirish. Because again, when you're talking about emuna, emuna is defined as betuchos, which means it's confidence, right? Faith in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Shemamin b'chai elomim, right? He believes that in fact HaKadosh Baruch Hu is eternal. Avo emes, emes is above emuna. What emes is, hu shemibur le'ayin, that something where a person clearly is privileged, taki, he sees it, it's immediately obvious, vein tzarech betuchos, he doesn't need assurances, right? But he has it right now. It eliminates the need for confidence. When Misha Zoychel is there, Lishayach Loim and Muftach, not just to say he's assured, he has it now, Lishu Ben Olam Habo. And therefore it says, Eiz Zeh, that's what Chazal say, Zeh, Zeh means you can point to the finger, he's now a Ben Olam Habo. Nirem is Be'ezba V'nikal Yayin. It means, right, that right you can point out to it. So now to be assured is not relevant, because he has it right now, immediately. That's the idea of Ayidam. So on one hand, we have the struggles that the Tzaddik said, and he starts out to say that the Iker Melchemes Odom, that's the Iker fight, that's the Iker tension, that's the Iker contest that a person has with his Yetzirah, is to have control of the Demyonis, right, over the, his imaginations, over the Yehur Aleid, his extraneous thoughts. But Tzaddik said, but that is the fight, the Iker is, when he stands in Davin before Kodesh Baruch Hu, to be able to have control over these situations. And Geulas Mitzrayim, the Iker accomplished and achieved that ability, that potential, that each should be able to have control over his Moich and his way. If the Yid is able to successfully do that, to be Soymach Geula L'Tfila, now he's successful in the Geula part, and now he davens, so now he is already a Ben Olam Haba immediately right now. But that here is one idea. The idea of Tfila, where a Yid leads, where Yid is able to arrive through the medium of Tfila, and the struggles that a Yid has before he davens in order to daven properly. Comes up Tzaddik now, again, this is another Tzitzkes HaTzaddik, this is Ois Reish Tes, and take a look at that. And the Tzaddik tells us as follows. And this is sort of like a hemshech with one more nekude. Now look what he says over here. It's very, very fascinating. He's going to tell you that these struggles are not limited just to simple people, but even great people might also have these struggles. That's what the Tzaddik tells us in the next tickle. Tzitzkes HaTzaddik. Beis HaTfilah. The Yoiser, especially during the time of davening, says Reb Tzaddik, Hadim Yoinois Goivrim Biyodom. He says, fantasies especially threaten to overcome a person when it comes to tefillah. For some reason, always during davening, you know, these all these kinds of thoughts come, all different things come into your mind. He says, Vizehu Iwun Tefillah. This is referred to Iwun Tefillah, which is mentioned in Chazal, where the Gemara says, Mava Batra, She'ein Odom Nitzko B'chol Yoim. The Gemara says, there's a number of things that ain't of them nitzvah b'chol yoyim, that everybody, there are pitfalls that everybody has to fall through. There's certain pitfalls where no one is immune. And the Gemara says one of the things that no one is immune, ain't of them nitzvah b'chol yoyim, it says iyun tefillah. However, there's a big problem how to define what iyun tefillah means, and the Rishonim themselves have differences of opinion. Says Reb Tzaddik that iyun tefillah means the difficulty of being misgaber on your machshavis and on your thoughts and on your hirhurim. They get rid of your fantasies. He says, that's what Iyun Tefillah means. V'zehu Iyun Tefillah, she'ein odom nitzvah b'chol yoyim. Iyun Tefillah means the tension, the contest that you have during davening. He says, to get rid of your demyonis, to get rid of the foreign and the alien machshavot. He says, v'tzodik v'atoises v'aran b'rosh Hashanah, heviyu al zeh ha-Yerushalmi, they bring Yerushalmi, t'peri ko yukoyre. Now look what the Yerushalmi says. It's a very, very unbelievable Yerushalmi. Because Toises and the Ran bring the Yerushalmi. Rishalmi quotes Rav Chiya. Now the great Rav Chiya, one of the greatest Tanoim. What does Rav Chiya say? Ano min yoyme loy kavonis. V'chuli kipashta. Rav Chiya has said, I never in my life had kavon, I had devotion in tefillah. How do we understand that? How do we accept that? And Rav Tzaddik says, I have a big problem, because the Rishonim quote this Rishalmi, and they interpret it, kipshutai, literally. Says Rav Tzaddik, who be'emes, Alanoshim Gidoyla Kaila, dealing with such great people. Tanoim. Rochoik Milishmoyaze. Very, very difficult, says Rav Tzaddik. It's implausible to say such a thing about a great person like Rav Chiya. That this is what he meant? that in my life, maybe he heard maybe once, twice, three times, and maybe he fell through. Maybe it was matzliach every time. But how could he say minyoyman, my entire life, I never was machaven? I never had devotion and tefillah? Bifrat Reb Chiya, more than anybody, it would be a tremendous chiddush to say this about Reb Chiya, of all people, domer all of above Matthias. The Imam above Matthias. His koichat tefillah was so great. Shomer mashiv aruach. As soon as he said the word mashiv aruach, noshiv zikah, all of a sudden a strong wind began to blow. Now the tefillah was like answered immediately. He said mashiv aruach. He said moir atol, moir ageshim, began to rain. So, can you expect that Reb Chiya, who had such a koichat tefillah, had no kavanah for tefillah? Sorry, how do we understand that Chazal? How do we understand that? V'yesh Lefaris, therefore, says Rav Tzadik, he says an amazing thing. He says a totally novel pshat. You know what like kavanah means? When it says about Rav Chiya, I never had kavanah, he says, you know what it means? Loi kavanah means loi hutzrach. It means I never felt a need for it. In other words, what Rav Tzadik says, the word kavanah means to direct your heart. Kavanah means to direct your heart. It means like from Lashon Kibun. Kavanah from Lashon Kibun is direction, right? When you say, I was Mechavim, it means I directed, right? I directed my heart to be Mechavim, right? I directed my heart. Listen to what Rapsodic suggests. Kavanah means to direct your heart, to direct your Machshavim. Rapsodic wants to tie it like this. That a person whose head, you hear, is filled with idle thoughts and stray thoughts, he needs Kavanah. He needs to direct his heart. He says, but great people like Reb Chiya, who always concentrated, it was Shavisi Hashem L'Negdi Somet, they didn't need to inject Kavanah. It was their Mamela. That's the Kavanah of Chazal. Just the opposite. It shows the godless of Reb Chiya. Reb Chiya says, Ma'olam, throughout my entire life, I never was Mechav, means I never needed to direct my heart. Because directing your heart means after you pulled your heart, right? Directing it from going in this direction. To be Mechav means L'Kivun Zeh, to direct it in this direction. So every average person of Avada has to have kavanah. It means he needs to direct his heart. He needs to guide it. He has to get into the driver's seat and to control his heart and his machshavas to be in the right place. Reb Chiya says, I never needed kavanah because the kavanah came by itself. It was not important. It was not necessary for me to exert myself. That's what Reb Tzadik says. That's what the Yerushalmi means. Like kavanah means like hutzra. The kavanah talev shayich. It says bebal dimyan. The halacha requiring concentration was meant for those who are baldimya, means those that are liable to be distracted by fantasies and stray thoughts. Machshavas. We're talking about people, shaloshin mishulach ledaber af shalibi balimoy. We're talking about people whose tongue says one thing while their heart is someplace else. Yeah, those people whose tongue and heart is not connected, they need kavone, means they have to direct their lave to be connected with the mouth. He says, however, Reb Chiya, says Reb Tzadik, regarding the great Reb Chiya, v'hu lai hutzrach me'olam lazeh. Reb Chiya says, I, in my life, he says, never experienced, he says, any other thought. Shema'olam lohoye b'machshavtei dover achar. This is a madrega. This is a very unique madrega. Very few. Shema'olam lohoye b'machshavtei dover achar. Never did I experience any other thought except the presence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, rakei Hashem Yisborach noichacheinu. Shvizi Hashem l'negdi somit was alive 24 hours a day. So when I have to daven, all of a sudden I have to worry to, right, to be mechav my mind. So I have to direct my mind in this direction. It's unnecessary. I didn't have to do it. Didn't have to exert pressure. Didn't have to direct my heart. It was in the right place. Didn't have to bring it into the right position. As he points out, it was always that way for Kavonet. These are the great people. Of the whole of them, however, he says, by all others who don't possess this unusual trait, right, of automatically standing always lifnei Hashem, kemati efshel inotzel iun tefillah. That's what the Gemara means. That iun tefillah is something she'ein odem nitzel b'chol yoyim. That's referring to general people. Of other people like Reb Chiya, like the great Amaroyim, they automatically had kavanah. They automatically were in the proper state of mind. When the Gemara says she'ein odem nitzel b'chol yoyim, says Reb Tzadik, this is referring to generally to general people. Now, based upon that struggle that the general person will have, and based upon what Reb Tzadik said before, the ikra mechomes ayetzer that a person has is, as he pointed out, in yitzrayz b'dibyoynes v'hehurim, to get rid of the extraneous thoughts, the alien machshavas. So Reb Tzadik says, being that that's a prerequisite for tefillah, to be able to stand, because Reb Tzadik said, the moment, right, that you forget, and you have all of these foreign machshavas, at that point you're not standing with the Hashem. Because Amidah Lifnei Hashem is not defined that your body is standing Lifnei Hashem. It means you're giving a Kodesh Baruch Hu your lev and your mayach. So in order to help us in this exercise, to achieve Amidah Lifnei Hashem with our minds and with our hearts, we have a special tefillah which starts Hashem Sefos HaTiftach. Hashem Sefos HaTiftach, says the tzaddik, the Shem is Aleph Dalet Nun Yud. This is not by chance that we're using that Shem. Now you could use there's so many different names that Kodesh Baruch Hu is known by. But Aleph Dalet Nun Yud means Shehashem Adnei, he says, because this shame that in fact that is mentioned, right? This name that is mentioned, the divine name that is used, Hashem Adnei, is Moiral Shechinoso Yisborech. This is referring to the presence of a Kodesh Baruch Hu's Shechina, Shebekerev Libois B'nei Yisrael. Because you say, Aleph Dalet Nun Yud means literally my master, right? Possessive. Noi, my. Which means, right? Kodesh Baruch Hu is my master. It means because the Shechina Bemis resides in the heart of every Yid. However, he says, Umevakshim Shehi Tiftach HaPeh. Well, we hope there'll be a connection between the heart and the mouth. Because as I said before, your heart can be in one place and your mouth is totally a pesandish. Your mouth is not necessarily guided by what the heart is thinking of. But when you say, Aleph Dalet Nun Yud, you say, Hashem Sefotai Tiftach. Hashem means the Shechina that is within us, within the depth of our hearts. Mavakshim Shehi Tiftach HaPeh. We're being mispalel. In other words, we're being mispalel to the Shechina coming from the heart, that the Shechina should open our mouths in tefillah. Right? He says, "V'loy shapei yedabra me'atzmoi." So our mouths will not speak by themselves mechanically. Like ma shahalev yiftechenoi. The mouth should be opened by the heart. That should be the key that opens up the mouth. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is libon shel Yisrael, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, of course, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu, of course, is the heart of Klal Yisrael. That's the heart of Klal Yisrael. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the lev of Klal Yisrael. Shenemar tzur levavi, the rock of my heart, referring to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. K'mashom Rabbi Shir Hashirim. Behind the midas Hashem Kenisker, this refers to the divine name that's mentioned before. Aleph Dalet Nun Yud, Nun Yud is referring to the Shechina which resides in the heart of every Yid. So before we start Shemoneh Esrei, we say, "Kodesh Baruch Hu, Rabbeinu Shem Hashem Sefos HaTiftach." Please make sure that it's the heart, right, that opens up my mouth to speak before you. Not that my mouth goes on its own, but my mouth is opened due to the forces and to the motivation behind the heart. No. So now we go ahead and we're in the spalish of Manesra. Now we finish Manesra. We look back. What kind of Shemnesra have we done? Were we successful or not? So what do we say at the end? Now we say, Yihyu l'rotzen imrei fi. So the Tzaddik, you know what that means? Look at that means. At the end of the Shemnesra. So the Tzaddik, when we come to the end of the Shemnesra, so the Tzaddik, when it comes it said to the end of the Shemnesra, it concludes with the words, Yihyu l'rotzen imrei fi, let the words of my mouth, right? The hegyon libi and the meditation of my heart. Right. So this doesn't say Hashem Suri Vigayala to be acceptable by Kodesh Baruch Hu. Now, so he says, you know what the pshat of Yul Rotsim Rafi? Shal Ho'ovar Mevakehim. A person whose mind, right, basically is involved in idol and yonim, is filled with the idol and stray thoughts. So now when it comes to Davin, he has to banish all of those thoughts, and now he has to condition, right, his lev and his moyach to the right situation. But Rav Chisda didn't need it because his mind was always in the right place. His machshava was always in the right place. So he points out further. And he says, V'yoyimachad boye kavonis. Oh, but then the Rishalmi says, that the truth is, he says, but one day I attempted kavonis. Okay, what does it mean? So what happened in that day? Once Rav Chiya said I need it, means I had to exert pressure, right, to get my lave in the right place. Perish chutz v'chlekach. The Tzaddik says that he needed it. It refers to a time when he needed it. Why? Shehoyeloi machshavois matridim. It must have been a particular troubling day. Well, therefore he needed, right, therefore to take charge of his thoughts. But then Akali never needed it. It was automatically there. But that particular time that Rav Chiya refers to in the Gemara, that one day I was machabim, so not posh pshat like everybody else learns, one day I was machabim, that one day in his life I needed to be, posh pshat means one day he was machabim. Most of his life he was not machabim. No, most of my life I didn't need to be machabim. It was automatic. But once there was an exception, was that I needed Badavka to try to be Mechab. Why? So that must have been a very troubling day. And Tzaddik suggests, by the way, knowing a little bit of the history, suggests what that day might have been. But that's a Hashorah that Tzaddik just suggests, a suggestion. But Ulai is impossibly. It may or may not be, but he says it might be. Haina Uvda, he says, the Bava Metzia. The Eliyot Tardinu. There's a Gemara Bava Metzia that tells us, you know, that Rabbi Chiyu Bonov, that they want to do a situation of Machayim Mason. A Machai Mesim, of course, every Yid believes in Machai Mesim, but there's the right time when Machai Mesim and Tchis HaMesim will happen. So Rabbi Chiyu Barnav wanted to do an act of Tchis HaMesim in a certain situation. So Kodesh Baruch Hu sends Eliyahu HaNavi, right? Send Eliyahu HaNavi, and does not allow it. There's a tzaddik, you know what it means? What Eliyahu did was, Eliyahu came and caused Rabbi Chiyu Barnav anxiety during the tefillah to take away the koyach, the force of the tefillah, that they shouldn't be able to concentrate fully, completely. So the davkis would meet so if I care. So that one day even when Rabbi Chiyu was not able, Rabbi Tzadik suggests because Mina Shumayim Atam Shgulah, it was not even due to his own fault. Even that one time that Rabbi Chiyu said I had to exert extra pressure to be mechavim, Rabbi Tzadik said because Mina Shumayim they were distracting him, because he tried to achieve at that particular time the nes of Chiyu Hanesim. So he sent Eliyahu not to allow him. So even that wasn't his fault. He says even that one time Rabbi Chiyu says that I needed to exert myself to be mechavim. The Tzaddik says maybe it's referring to that Gemara, the Ma'aseh of Mitzia Delio. For Oz Hutzvach Lechavim. So therefore, at that time he tried hard. Lechavim Alev, Lechavim Machshavos of Keroy. So therefore, he tried very hard to settle his thoughts properly, but to no avail, because Mina Shemayim felt it was not the time now to do Tchis HaMesim. So V'loy Hoyel of Tzitzin Shginit, Ma'achash Mina Shemayim Hitzridu, because Mina Shemayim they caused distraction. And the Tzaddik says V'chein Inach Amaroy Shom, and the same is true also regarding the other Amaroy. Also, what it means is that Hainu be'es she'ira lehem tirdim in Hashemayim. In other words, all the other Amoraim as well, that the Gemara says how they lament the fact about the difficulties of being Mechavim. Says the Tzaddik, what it means is not that they couldn't be Mechavim, but their klal it means they didn't need to be Mechavim. But it's referring to specific times when in Hashemayim she'ira lehem tirdim in Hashemayim. It's referring to situations where they needed special kavana. Why? Because in Hashemayim they were caused, right? It originated in the Shemaim, certain tirdas, achehutzvachu kavona. Aval Tomir, he says, however, generally speaking, he says, loitzriche kavona klal. They had no special need for kavona. The memele tzoak libo mel Hashem beisatzile. The misha ain't about dimian. A person who is not troubled by fantasies is always in a state of mind, in a proper state of mind for tzile. And that was the state, says Rav, that Rav Chiya was in. That was the state that you find the Amaroyim were in. Says unless there were specific distractions that were sent to them in a Shemayim, to the Cheshbonis of Shemayim, so then they had to extra apply special pressure and direct Kesh. That means this is a plea to accept the Machshavas of the Lev just completed. Shehegun Halev L'Rotzen Afal Pisha Hoyom Urav B'Dimyoinis Machshavas Oris. Before we daven, we say to Kodesh Baruch Hu, allow me to daven with a pure heart. At the end of the Shemayim Esther, we say to Kodesh Baruch Hu, and even if we were not successful, unfortunately, accept the heart, even though it is mixed, even though it has to be adulterated with some fantasies and some alien machshavas, the boy shall accept it. Why? Because of Kusav, you are in my heart. You are Tzur Levavi. Hashem Tzuri Vigayali. And Tzuri is Tzur Levavi. You are in my heart. So even if it might be mixed with some different machshavas also at the same time, but you are there as well. So therefore, I am misfollowed for the Yovar. That the Yovar, that if I was not successful in my past task, but that the Hegyon Halev L'Rotzon, that the Machshav of my life should be L'Rotzon, even though it was Ma'ura B'dim Yoynes, Machshav Azores. Ki Ata Tzuri, who made that Tzur Levavi and his Keres, because you are there in my heart as well. U'mimcho Hakol Kol Machshav Azalev. And therefore it means to say is, everything, you're the source of all my thoughts. We say to Kodesh Baruch Hu, you are the source. Because Tzur Levavi, you are Kodesh Baruch Hu, you are the source. And then we say, V'goyali. And again, Goyali is referring to the redemption as mentioned before. That means in the shtickle that we said before. Goyali means the geula. That we said, Li'el oisrei shches. Ligoil means, Devar emes medimien shu melubish boy. It symbolized the redemption of the truth from the fantasies, from what it is entangled. Yoku ilu shove yetzloi. So say to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we try our best to get rid of all those foreign machshavas. And this is the way we hope to daven. But at the end of the Shemin Esther, in spite of the fact that we may not have been as successful as we hope to be, but the Banish Lam, we ask you, don't throw away our tefillah, accept our tefillah in the best way that we're able to present it to you. Because Sof Kol Sof, you are the source of our thoughts, you are in our hearts. Hashem is Tzur Levavi, Hashem Tzuri V'Goyali, and therefore accept our tefillah, Sof Kol Sof, L'Sheovar, L'Osir, we hope to do better. Every time we stand Shemin Esrei, we say, Hashem supports our tefillah. Let the heart open up our mouth. At the end of the Shemin Esrei, in case or in the event we were not as successful, Yil L'Rosir Im Rafi, regardless. Conclusive Tzadikin says, there's a Gemara that says that there was a custom of some great people that they davened in the place where they learned. So like, for example, like in a yeshiva, right? So they the end of the Seder, so they dam. Right? Dam the same place where they were. The Gemara says that the Ravami Ravasi, you know, the Rabbi can see it, the Gemara says in Tveria, but they were davening Bein Amudet Ave Gorsi. The Tzaddik suggests the Maila that the Gemara is referring to about davening in the place that they learned, the Ta Matzli Heche de Gorsi. And the idea of davening in the places where they learned is Gam Kane, because the Tzaddik says, Ki HaTorah Moitzi Dimyoin. Because more than anything that is able to purify and refine thought and mind of a person is Torah. Torah is sort of like a sieve. If your machshavas run through, is filtered through Torah, then it purifies and throws out all of the alien machshavas and the extraneous thoughts. And being there before davening, the idea, as we said, is to purify your mind and to purify your machshavas. So the best way to filter your mind, if your mind goes through Torah, right? If your mind is thinking in Torah, so therefore the thoughts of your mind, the machshava of the moich and the lev, goes through and is filtered through Torah. So now your machshavas will be purified. Because Torah is moitzi the dimyon, it takes out the fantasies. Shuhu hafchoi, which is the hefer. Kenis keleil. Torah is the hefer of fantasies. The liyos machshove zoris. Listen to this. Minu ha'avirin. And being, by the way, it's a product of the atmosphere. Rav Tzaddik says, if you're an atmosphere of kedusha, your thoughts are going to be holy thoughts as well. If you're an atmosphere of tumah, the atmosphere, the avir, influences your machshove. So let not a person say it doesn't make a difference where I am. It's a big difference. Because the quality of your mashavas are going to be influenced by the avir and the atmosphere where you are. So being that mashavas are from the avir, and that's something that he mentioned in Ois Rashay, which says divrei Torah, and might say dimyon. And it's going to take away all of the difference. So the Tzaddik, we conclude with this stickly says here, v'shamati ki arba amos shel halocha yeshloi kedushas Eretz Yisrael. Tzaddik says, I heard, when he says Shemati, it's Mekubu, he means his Rebbe, the Ishbetzer. When he says Shemati, he doesn't say from whom. Tam Shemati means the Ishbetzer. That I heard that no matter where, if the Yid sits and learns, your own Dalarama Shalalocha that has Kedushas Eretz Yisrael. So about it, there's Eretz Yisrael, that every Yid, if he sits and learns and he has his Dalarama Shalalocha, those Dalarama Shalalocha have Kedushas Eretz Yisrael. And if your Dalarama Shalalocha has Kedushas Eretz Yisrael, so the Avir of your Dalarama is Avir of Kedusha. And that's why the Gemara says that we saw that some great people had an inyan that they davened the place where they learned, because now their machshavas were filtered, more purified through the machshavas of Torah. So okay, so we see here avada the gevalda gemayla, but Tzaddik mentions it a number of times, as we saw here, the idea of the machshava and to get rid of the dimyonis, as he says, the ikrim lachem is ha'odam, yitzroy is with dimyonis and hirhurim, get rid of the alien thoughts. But there's a tremendous, fascinating idea that sometimes HaKadosh Baruch Hu B'davke plants these thoughts into your mind, davke while you're davening. It's sent from Hashemayim. You saw before, Rav Tzaddik said that there's some Amaroyim, the exceptional times where they needed to exert, right? To exert pressure for Kavanah was when Hashemayim, when they sent, hear this, Min Hashemayim, that's when they had to try to overcome and they had to use extra effort. Because distractions were sent from Hashemayim. So we have here again from the Degel Machna Fram in Parshas Shmos, and he brings again a very, very fascinating thing, and he says Shomati, he says, I heard Madoini Ovi Zikeni. Here he brings again one of the quotes from his Zayid the Baal Shem Tov. Baal Shem Tov said, listen to this, Ki mach hamachshove, this is in Parshas Shmos, Ki machshove zoreis haboim liyodem betoichat tfile. When a person has machshava zoris, now assuming he tried, by the way, to get rid of it. There's some people, you know, he stands down, why do I have machshava zoris? You know, a tzaddik once said to a yid who came, he said, a lot of problems, he said, every time I daven, I have machshava zoris. He said, these are not machshava zoris, these are your real machshavas. Machshava means friend of machshavas. It's not friend, this is what you're all about. This is what you think about 24 hours a day. Machshava zoris is when a whole day you don't think about it. Think about davening, you're thinking about it. It's called machshava zoris, strange machshavas. Those machshavas you're telling me about, that's you. That's not machshavas always. So Baal Shem Tov says, no, if it's not really you, why do these friend machshavas, why do these strange machshavas come in? He says, k'de l'sakin u'lahalis hanitzutzin kadishin. Because again, there are sparks of Kedusha that are trapped in many areas of Tumah, and they need a tikkun. And the way these sparks of Kedusha can be liberated, this is a very well-known in Kabbalistic teaching, is when you're doing a mitzvah. You're doing a mitzvah, so sparks of Kedusha will find their way to try to be liberated from their entrapment by the Yid who is davening or doing a mitzvah and doing a Dovah Toyev. So these Nitzutzei Kedusha really are trapped and are in the shell of Machshavas Arya, Shehem Lubashim Mitoch Oisim HaMachshavas. The Tzorach Leida, and it's the obligation of the person to know Eich LaHaloisim, how to be able to be Malad, to release these Nitzutzen, right? Kaddishim, Ledovkim, Leshoshim, to bring them back to the Shosh, to the root, to take them and to be Matzal them. So sometimes the Baal Shem Tov said, in fact, it could be that it's sent from a Shemayim because they need a Tikkun. It's assumed that it's only sent to the great people who know how to be Mesakim. Otherwise, it says there's no purpose altogether. Obviously, we're out of time. I would just mention to you, just to take a look at a Gemara. We cannot do the other Rapsodic, but look at the Gemara that Rapsodic is referring to, and I'll just tell you the thought, because it's an amazing idea. Look at a Gemara in Tainis that we have here on number 6. We're concluding with this. Mamish is in the next 3-4 minutes. Because there's a fascinating story over here. It says, Maisa Shibor Rab Loza. See on top here? The Maisa Rab Loza Bereb Shimon. He came, he said, Memigdol Gidur, it's Mebeis Raboy, for your Reichiv al Achamor, Gemara in Tainis. He was riding on a chamor, umetailos fasanor, and he was journeying on the side of the river. The somach simcha gedoyla, he had a tremendous simcha, voisedatoi gasola. He even felt, you know, he felt so proud of his achievement. Why? Because the shalom atoyra had it. So you have here, it's like a shiva bacha, you know, at the end of his man, he's very, very proud. He said he finished half of Kochim, or I should say that he finished the 6th blot that they learned in yeshiva. So he comes in tremendously. Ah, gewaldig, he says. I'm an accomplished person. Accomplished Talmud Chukam. So here you have here Rabbi Loza Reb Shimon. And here he meets this person, which Mechur B'Yosef means very homely looking or very ugly looking. So Omaloi, this Yid says Sholom Alecha Rabbi, Lahirzeloi, didn't give him Sholom. Omaloi, so he said to him, Reiko, this is an empty one, Kamen Mechur Oisoish, Shemekol B'nei Ircha Mechurim Kamoisef, his mom is Mavazim, he says, are all the people from your town, do they look like you, ugly as you? Omaloi, so the man responded, any a day. He says, I don't know about anybody else, but I have a message for you. He says to the great Reb Loza, if you have any complaints, go to my maker, the one who made me. Go to the Rebbeinu Shlomo, he says. He says, go back to the manufacturer. He says, Kamen Mechur, and go and tell him, Kamen Mechur, Kli Zesho Osiso. Go and tell him. Kim Sheyoda Beyatzim Meshechota, when he realized all of a sudden that he was Choyte, Gimor says, Yorad Menachamoyer, Nishtatech Lefonov, and Mamshi prostrated himself, Omale, Nanisilo, Mechoyli Bimoichli, and didn't want to be Moichli so fast. Tosis says, that man, this ugly, so-called ugly man, was Eliyahu HaNavi. And he was sent, really, Min HaShemayim, to teach a lesson. Here you have this Reb Loza, the great Reb Loza, comes out of yeshiva and turned into a Baal Gaiva. So they wanted to sort of a little bit to cut him down, to side. So he had this encounter, until he had Charote, and he begged for Mechila, and the person was ready to be Moichlam so quickly. So Tzadik's idea here just tells you also, and then because you can see it on your own, he says, when it says, Kamen Mechur B'Yosef means, the Tzadik has this whole thing, I'll have to tell you this week, well, Achrei Moist after it is Haloi B'nei Kishuyim. Kishuyim. The Tzaddik says a Kushi is referring to someone who is Oduk, or is sunk more than anything else, he says, in the area of immorality. It's called a Kushi. Why? Because Yosef HaTzaddik is called Yefei Toya V'Yefei Mare. That's the opposite meaning. Someone who has Shmirin Kedusha. Someone Fakir, who is steeped in immorality. His nichshel immorality is called kishuyim. The topic of that prayer is, says Reb Tzadik here, haloi b'nei kishuyim and pritzadik, is to be me'oiras, in order to be able to be mekadosh ourselves in our ways. And Reb Tzadik comes along and says, that regarding Yid and Klal Yisrael, that even if a Yid is steeped in morality, it's only on the surface. Because why? Because the se'oir shebi'isa, is the etzahara with which HaKadosh Baruch Hu created within him, right, makes it very difficult to overcome his nisyonis. But he says, all that we'll need is a little bit of light. He says, when Mashiach comes, or to, just as he says, hair of kapseni, just to wash the surface, and the shirt becomes sparkling clean. That's the koich of the Yid. He says, no matter what his situation is. And he brings many, many rise to that. And that the lesson was, Reb Loza Reb Shimon, who felt so good about himself, because he excelled in the area of Kedusha. So works out the Tzaddik. Now, his learning was not just a learning, it was a learning with the Kedusha V'tahara. He saw this Yid, Kamen Mechur. He said, the thing you are so ugly, he meant spiritually, not the gufniyah. He meant because he really recognized, because you can recognize in a person where he is. It's not the example to look at a person and recognize where he is in the area of Kedusha. And he saw that the person was nichshel a lot in immorality. So what happened? So the Yid, the Kefal and the Yid came, and this is Eliyahu HaNavi. Eliyahu is Malach HaBris. Eliyahu Malach HaBris means Eliyahu represents the area of Kedusha HaBris. That's why this Yid, who was sent in looking, appearing Mechur, to show and to point out to Reb Loza, and to show him that don't look at my exterior, look into my pnimius. That even on the outside, I may appear to be a yid, then because nifshal in a lot of chatoyim, although this is also, this is only the chitzonius, but the pnimius is very, very pure. Because this is Maisa, he says, go to the woman who created me. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the Yetzer Hara. And obviously, if HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the Yetzer Hara, it means that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants an Avodah that may have ups and downs. Because that is the union of the Avodah, the union of the Yetzer Hara, to be able to be Machshel a person, and you have to find your way back. Mitoich, all of the difficulties. So the idea is that what we learn from the Maisa is that in spite of all of the struggles, that a Yid again, which is the old message of the Tzaddik, that everything that a Yid is also what you find is only b'chitzonius. But then the pnimius of Yid really is pure, and there'll come a time, says the Tzaddik, all you have to do is wash away the outside. And he points out, as it says many times, shchayra ani v'no'ova, I may be black, but I'm still beautiful, he says, because the shachlis is only on the outside. But the inside of a Yid, the pnimius of Yid really is very, very pure. So in spite of all the struggles that Kosh Baruch created the Yetzirah, and the idea is that a Yid is supposed to have the struggles that he has, sometimes to win, sometimes to lose, but the end result is that a Yid will come out on top. As the Tzaddik Taka points out, this is our tefillah every time when we stand before Hashem and Esther, we are mispalel, we try, we hope, we're not matzliach, we conclude with Yil Rotzen Imrei Fi V'Hegin Libi L'Fanecha.